Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Shy Money Girl. A-League with us. OBH nigga. I said I'm riding around, I'm strapped. That pistol all in my lap. I pop ahead it like hot potato. Toss some, I toss some back. You niggas ain't want no rap. You niggas ain't about that life. That glizzy so compact when it hit hard as Iron Mike. I fist got a wife. Codeine, that tape was Sprite. If Leak throw the oops, then I'ma slam it like Dwight. Four quarters, I game, I'm Mr. Clutch. Just chains of the brick, I'ma clean it up. Got shooters on the wing, gotta give it up. And I'm sipping on the shake, I'ma drive this club. Where my purse at? I pop a perk, I pop that pussy, I'm a merc that. Got a call from my line, he said the word back. You tell my nigga so, hold up, let me search that. Google, first name and the last name, I get bang, yo, hang. We ain't into naming names. Point your finger, I point the blame. Take your life before you take the stand. My goal to ride, my goal to fly. If I take all my niggas, I'm a go. Then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never same, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch on sides. It's for my niggas, I'm a go. Then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never same, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch on sides. I love my niggas,
I'm a go, and that's a fact. This point I'm all, I let it go, and that's a wrap. It's OBH, you know the team. They think we rap, behind the scenes we getting cream. We in the trap, we in the trap. Wait, if they hatin', tell them stop. I just keep it moving like the digits in my watch. Remember when them bitches, they was stingy with the twat. Then they say they with it, tell them bitches eat a cock. Fuck I'm trying to sit a pigeon on the block. Tell them send a district, we gon' get it if it's hot. Niggas try to spin me, so I'm splitting niggas top. That's including cops, they can get it if I'm pop. Certified block, cutting dick and get you chopped. Niggas don't fight, throw a fist and get you boxed. Rolling with my goonie gang niggas, we on top. Bro left a mark, I'ma hit it like a shot.
And for my niggas, watch. I'ma go, and let it fly. These pussy niggas for the play. That's a homicide. Real niggas never same, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch on sides. It's for my niggas, I'ma go and let it fly. These pussy niggas to the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never same, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch on sides. I love my niggas.
Damn, definitely love how that joint go in. Shout out to Shy Money, y'all. Shy Money featuring Leak Moss, you know what I mean? That track, Let It Go. Shout out to everybody listening in. Getting ready to have a nice little fun show on Philly Shine Radio. Again, we'll be back with Glockover Radio soon. You know, that's still going on. We're just having some technical difficulties. But shout out to my Glockover squad. We do have an open mic coming November 20th at the M Room, Front and Gerard, you know, definitely $10 admission to come in. We're going to have specials. We'll be letting certain ladies in free if you do certain things. So that is coming soon. We are talking about giving back to, you know, Thanksgiving is next month. So we want to tie that into the upcoming show. Just the open mic, we want to see what's up with the talent here in this, in the tri-state area. There's so much coming up with the XY DJs, music, finding out just who's ready, you know what I mean, to be shown off to these different outlets and turn things up a little bit. Just giving out a 5-minute set to each one of the artists. If you want any details, text me, 215-839-8186. Hit up Toucan, hit me up, Dizmatic, all on Instagram and Twitter. We'll go in on that, as well as get into tonight's topic of jealousy. Shout out to my co-host, Diva Status, X-Squad DJs, the whole Philly, for real, and definitely want to say hello to everybody listening in. So we're going to talk about if you ever gotten jealous or has anybody ever told you that they were jealous of you, you know what I mean? So definitely we want to talk about that tonight because one thing I know certain people, you know, you might shy away from certain emotions, but if you're jealous, you got to take care of it, you know what I'm saying? And me being a person that's been jealous, like, you know, I take care of, I do it in a different way. We will talk about that later. What's up, Diva? Welcome back to the show, baby.
What's going on, honey? I'm so excited about the topic tonight. You know I got stories. You know this.
Oh, you better. Good. glad you definitely can relate to the topic. I would think you could do the latter because I've had a few people tell me that they were jealous of me, and that's even what brought me to my beliefs on, you know what I mean, that jealous emotion, you know what I mean, that jealous, that weak period, you know what I'm saying, where you just
right.
like, what the fuck, you think that's, you got that, that's, I want it right now, you know what I'm saying, so,
give it to me.
Oh, you really got my shit, oh, for real, yeah, bitch, you know what I'm saying, so, we're going to go in. We're going to let it fly. And my special guest for tonight, of course, the CEO X Squad DJs, Damel, calling in. And I have somebody that I want to introduce to everybody. I've gotten a chance to meet this brother from Philly, talking about Kay Black from Pitch Black Entertainment. He has a lot of things to say about his PFC movement. I appreciate, you know, him going with the person who originated that whole saying, and it's always been about that DJ No Frills, you know what I mean? Even if you guys are listening to more earlier episodes of Philly Shine Radio, you know, that was his shit. Like, he's definitely PFC all the way, and I appreciate Kevin recognizing that and really, you know, taking that brand to another level in Philadelphia. Now, all I see is support. Like, even though we may not all have it all at times, you know what I mean, whatever, but for the most part, I see niggas supporting each other, you know what I mean, on some real levels. But Damel, what's good? Welcome back. I got your boo on the line.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Diva, you not saying nothing?
I'm trying to... I'm gonna behave tonight. But honest, he called
what?
Me. He called. He was
here
somewhere.
We go.
He was somewhere.
See, you told me to be good on the line, and there you.
Wait a minute. Y'all could be bad because I wanted, you know, tonight's topic to be a little more on a, you know, fun, freaky side as we go, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But
no,
I'm
going to
tell you,
like, what
we
are you talking
so
about?
Much. He is. Boy, stop.
We done did so much on the show.
I know,
drama,
I know
so
what I be doing sometimes when
Wait. Give me some drama. I need some drama. Go ahead. I know what
all
you
right.
be doing. Wait a minute. When you talk about when I be calling you and you be extra happy, or when, you know what I mean, I be calling you and I actually hear the sounds, which one are you talking about?
When he be taking a pause, when he's talking to you, when he's pausing, oh, my God.
Oh,
I was like,
Yes. Oh, when you don't hear silence, oh, yeah. That happened years, that was a while ago, but no, not recently. So you was talking to him and he was quiet. What was you
he
doing
was
to
talking,
mouth?
And then he would take a, he'd take a breath. And then I was like, so what the hell are you doing? He told
yo,
me.
All right,
some
all right,
bullshit.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm
all right, you know,
trying
no,
to
y'all
take
not,
care
y'all not
of
getting to
need.
The meat and potatoes fast enough for me. Shout out to everybody listening in on the line and showing love tonight on the Philly Shine Radio. Definitely mm-hmm. press one. You know what I mean? We're going to get them to get to the meat and potatoes of the story.
He was in the bathroom. While he was talking to me, and I felt that was, like, mad disrespectful. How the hell can you
ew.
Focus on what I'm
nothing
saying?
Nothing wrong with taking this shit.
I just been on the phone with me while she been in the bathroom.
Yeah, I take baths and take me on the phone and take
and
shit. I piss. What's wrong with that?
Wait a minute.
Me and Diva are married. Hold up, Demel. Me and you are married. So you're trying to tell me you're not going to fart in front of me and shit like that? You're not going to take your shit
That's
in front of me?
Different.
Or...
That's different.
No,
I'm talking about what Fat Joe was doing. Because I was trying to talk.
I have took a shower while I was talking to Diva on the phone.
See,
I can only imagine what you were
doing. Listen. All right, let me go to the phone lines. Let's check out what's up with everybody that's checking in on the show. Y'all little freaky birds. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show some love tonight. 843. Welcome to Sunshine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up? DJ Apollo, X-Squad, what's up? What's good?
What's up, Apollo?
Yo. Man, you already know. Chilling, cooling, going through some of this new music, trying to get my library together for the weekend. Got a couple gigs going down out there in Sanford, South Carolina, which is Georgetown County. So, you know, getting things together for that. Got a video shoot coming up down there in Myrtle Beach also. So, you know,
It's obvious.
Yeah, that's what's going down.
That's the video?
We're shooting a video in Myrtle Beach Saturday afternoon. So anybody that's in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach area, you want to get in the video, you a female sexy lady, you want to get your model on, go ahead and holler at me on Twitter at CarolinaApollo with a K. Let me know. I can pass on the info for the location and everything. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I like that song actually a lot.
Definitely
appreciate the mail for sending the joint to me. You know, I got some other exclusive music, you know, that I always get a chance to play great music, starting off the show with my boy Sha Money featuring Leek Moss, Let It Fly. That's my shit. Y'all know I always play this song too. Getting into certain things, that's obvious. We're talking about jealousy. And I do have to show some love to my co-boy manager, Artis, was shot in the chest, so, which is kind of crazy. A friend of mine definitely showed a lot of love to Philly Shine Radio. We partied when he was here in Philly with the Coke Boys and French Montana or whatever. So, you know, definitely kind of crazy to hear that, you know, he's, you know, having a bullet in his chest. I don't really know the details, but please, everybody, keep him in his prayer. This violence got to stop. That's
definitely
too. So let's go and play the song that he's talking about. The video is going to be this weekend. Show love to my X-Squad DJs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on the line. We got Demel online. Whenever you ready, Demel, the floor is yours. Just know I'll even mute Diva if she try to.
What's up, big homie?
What's up? You know, tell them about the campaign that I'm helping you promote.
Yeah. And first and foremost, I gotta give a big shout to my CEO Demel. You know what I'm saying? X-Squad CEO. Appreciate the love on my campaign. Apollo for 1039. I'm trying to get a job in radio, and I need everybody's help. I need all the support I can get. They're picking the top five videos for Hot 1039. I want to work for Hot 1039 contest, and it's in Columbia, South Carolina. It's an FM radio station.
I gotta tweet a bunch of people at a time? Like, I can help you out. I'm on your team, yo. Whatever you need, Paolo.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much. Like, you don't even understand how much I appreciate that. Like, for real. Like,
let me show you some love and play this track. You know what I'm saying? We'll go in, and I will do a whole campaign. I'll even make Diva put it on her stomach, that flat, sexy thing she got.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me see that.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to have the official link on November 1st.
I'll write on my shorts. I wear shorts, not my butt. I don't really put my butt out there, but I'll put on some shorts with that.
Do
shit.
It.
Just put it on your.
That's
just, if you don't,
ooh,
if
wee.
God, if God
life,
gave
like
it, you don't
shit,
use
right?
it. Yeah, take it away.
What? No, I use it when I need to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm not the best twerker standing up, but you know when I gotta, you know.
I do it.
Yeah,
so.
For the most
some
part.
Some situations call for twerking, though. Some situations do call for twerking now.
Yeah, there you go.
Now.
We talk about what's obvious. And we're going to get into talking about jealousy, you know what I mean? Being jealous, what happened. We'll get into the situation. But the video this Saturday at Myrtle Beach, that's not even in four.
That's my shit.
I like that. That's my first time hearing that.
Ooh-wee.
You'll be paying attention.
I literally was picturing myself twerking and popping.
Oh, yeah, I could dance to that. You know, real slow. I'm sorry. Shout out to everybody listening in, showing love. We just heard DJ Carolina Apollo. Mike B is obvious.
Obvious.
Who's the producer on that drawing?
Me.
You produced that?
There it is.
Damn. I didn't know. Only Jamel just gave me the song. He said it came from you. Oh, all right, motherfucker.
I had to let
him
know.
Stop me. Well, that's what's up. Definitely, like I said, I support you. We'll talk more about your little campaign and show you some love. And I got my Philly bro on the line.
Yeah.
Catch Wreck. What you been up to, Catch Wreck? And definitely say what's up to DJ Carolina Apollo, Jamel, XYZ. They were definitely listening when we had you on a conference call 2 months ago. What's good with you, bro?
Ain't nothing. Definitely shout them all out. You know, right now I'm a little syrup up tonight. I can't remember those names. You know what I'm saying? So shout out all.
What are you doing? Lost up. Say no to drugs. You don't need that much drugs, Joe.
The studio. So I was cool. I smoked my little gang in the studio. I came home, a little laid back, so I smoked a little gang, typical syrup. Now I'm tuning in.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm gonna show you some love to that track. You know what I'm saying? We really fucked with it. Seen Everything But God, Said You On Crazy, Catch Wreck, Mike Thal. Definitely got a crazy movement going on in West Philly. I say crazy a lot, but I really mean it. Like, these guys take over these showcases, open mics, definitely supporting each other. We got to love shit like that, you know what I mean? There's a few of them out here, you know what I mean, that support each other, and they all hot. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to BR. Shout out to Catch Wreck, all his wreck catchers. You know what I mean? I'm going to show them some love. I'm about to go online and tell all the wreck catchers to listen in when I play that track. But I know, Jamel, you had some things that you wanted to talk about for tonight as my special guest. Before we get into the topic, I'll let you make your announcement and put everybody on for real.
Well, I want to let everybody know if you're an artist, how the Esquire DJs can change your life. We about to get with all the DJs in different areas and everything. Now you can, instead of playing your music on the radio, you can come to the Esquire DJs and we can get your music broke through the clubs. We have a system that's going on where the DJs get paid for a playlist to play all the songs in their area. Instead of you going and fighting for these radio spins, now you can get spins within the club.
That's what matters. That's banging, because at the end of the day, you want the music to get to people. Because them DJs, those are the people who make money, especially off their mixtapes. You know, I have a couple DJ homies, that's all they do. Like, people come to them like, what's that song you just played? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You show love to the DJs. You get the club popping. You know what I'm saying? If you have that type of music, you know what I'm saying, to get the club popping. Not all music is for the club. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. But you know what? Drake kind of makes slow songs for the club, don't he? Don't he? Right on in the middle of the club. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to move a crowd and move these DJs to get your music pump it, you know what I mean? If they're working, and that's one thing that I love about the XYZ DJs, you come across DJs that are working, they're interacting with people, they have their own shows, they have, you know, clubs that they go to and always turn up. Shout out to my boy, the real DJ Breezy, my partner, Friday, tomorrow, you know, we're going to definitely have fun. Actually, K Black will be in the building live in person tomorrow. He was supposed to be live with us tonight, but like I said, some technical difficulties with the studio, with Glock Aware and everything. But the show goes on tomorrow on Fireworks.
Shout out to Apollo, working producer, rapper, about to be radio personality.
He had the whole
That's a good look.
I mean, his header on Facebook, on Twitter.
Going to be the guy to go to when he gets on the station. Now we're going to have more DJs that's going to follow him around in South Carolina.
Now, the hashtag for him is Apollo41039. So definitely I'm going to go check out hot1039fm.com and see how I could support my boy. Sitting here stalking through his little Twitter, showing him some love. I already know. I was going to send out a mass tweet today saying how much I love everybody I follow on Twitter, but I didn't get a chance to, so I'm going to do it for a Follow Friday tweet and shout out everybody and show some love. Oh, okay.
Now, the topic, only thing that I've been jealous about lately is Diva telephone. You know what I'm saying? That telephone getting more attention to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you be talking about, but you know, I'm jealous of that telephone. That telephone getting the feeling and the hot conversation and everything. I am jealous of her telephone.
Wow.
I think I'm going to take it out on her phone. She needs her phone. Can I respond to that, wifey?
Of course you can.
And you know what, Jamil? I know how to make you be quiet because I'll hit you with the voice, but I ain't going to use that until later on in the show. But check this out. You know I'm a brand. I am a brand. I have to use my phone. Come on now.
No, he was saying that he wished he was your telephone. He wanted to be
your
phone.
Yeah, because I always
have it in my hand.
Right, because I always have my phone in my hand, and he wants to be the phone, so he could be in my hand.
Jamal is silly. That's a cute thing to be jealous of. I like that. That's cute, you know. Definitely cute. I just opened up another caller to show him some love. 941-462. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from?
What's happening? How y'all doing out there? This is your boy Coach Gente, one half of Reef Game Nation. We have Run the Red October, who is one of the half of winners who won it.
Welcome back to Philly Shine again. Appreciate you calling up again.
Like I said, I'm going to keep my rise in with y'all. What's happening, Demir? How are you, though?
Hey, we had fun. You know what I mean? We was the only ones in Looney Tunes at the meet and greet. I had them turned up. You know what I mean? And then later on that night, they performed. You know what I mean? The performance wasn't like how we needed to be on Saturday because of the mic situation. But a lot of people liked them how they performed that Friday night. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to check out your music. I told you, I texted you my email address Tuesday, didn't I? If not, I'll make sure I do it. Kunta Kente. I was saying, that's a good name to have, Royal Black, you know what I'm saying, representing.
Appreciate it. I'm an African. You know what I'm saying? You go ahead and let everybody know African Bahamian, representing
all my African.
You know, them African boys in the building.
That's what's up. We're showing love to you here. As a matter of fact, I'm show some love to my boy in Philly. And then everybody listening online, if you want to get in on today's topic, you know, have you ever been jealous, you know what I mean, of anything or someone? You know, Demel said a phone or whatever. So I guess you could be jealous of a thing, whatever. But we will talk about that tonight. But let's go in on this track, See Everything. My boy Catch Wreck and Mike Thau, definitely. Oh, there he is. I see a call, Catch Wreck. You want to introduce this drone? I'm about to go in on some music.
Absolutely. I love it, man. Shoot that Catch Wreck featuring Mike Styles, Seeing Everything But God. It's a movement going on. It's catching
like I seen everything.
Oh, sorry.
I seen everything but God, nigga. Said I seen everything but God, nigga. Went in and did a bit. I know how to survive, nigga. I did what you spittin' and you just tellin' lies, nigga. I did it.
That bed that you plotting on, I done laid there. That barrel you gon' be looking down, I done prayed there. That hood you claim you ballin' and player, I done played there. And your limelight ain't shining unless they throwin' shade there. Got your hoe at night here, got your hoe in daycare. You say you my nightmare, well ask my fans if they care. We be blowing gray A, that's that shit with gray hairs. Hit that shit while I'm writing, and then I turn to Shakespeare. I done seen me some death, I done did me some shit. I done committed multiple crimes that could give me some tit. If I lose one of my dogs, I go and get me a pit. I got too much on my head, like I should get me a pick. I tried to get me a brick when you say, yo, give me a nick. If my pocket's empty and shit, then I'm bound to empty the clip. If I say it, then I meant it, then I mean everything. You don't know me, motherfucker, I done seen everything.
I seen everything but God, nigga. Said I seen everything but God, nigga. Went in and did a bit, I know how to survive, nigga. I did what you spittin' and you just tellin' lies, nigga. I did it.
With the king, God in the flesh, the dealer, the wet rapper killer, God bless, the nigga with the flow that even Nike couldn't check, the haters top lister, but shit it's hard to be the best, niggas rapping, I ain't impressed, not even a bit, couldn't see nobody in my clique, not even my chick, so talk that mumbo, jumbo, but as soon as you spit, I'm ripping you out that frame, cause you posted shit. A lot of people try to co-sign. I want to think about who the most high. Is it the man in the Jesus piece or the man that they talk about with the both sides? No lie. Is it really a heaven? Hell, if not, I'ma blame it on the reverend. Where are they? Is it afterlife? Is it a gift for a myth? That's a human being trying to tell you. Shit, current events, I done it all. From the A-ball to a Kia Raw. From the quarter sack to a few pounds, sat down, now I'm in the game like I need the ball. Niggas falling, I don't need to call. Matter of fact, God, what they need to call? Matter of fact, God, we are in y'all. God damn, I done seen it all.
I seen everything but God, nigga. Said I seen everything but God, nigga. Went in and did a bit, I know how to survive, nigga. I did what you spittin' and you just tellin' lies, nigga. I did it.
Catch wreck, that's my name. Nigga, never dodge my aim. You can ask my victims, yeah, they know I gave them hot things. Nigga claim he was eating, bet them bullets taste like hot wings. And fuck them, but salute them. He kept quiet when the cops came. Pitch black, wearing pitch black with a big gat. I done did that. I gave them crackers, this time they won it. Got out and went back. They took my nigga Dodo. I ain't been right ever since he told me get this Dodo. That's why I cherish every cent. Always got my thing, cause when I got shot, I changed. Before I get shot again, I'ma let it wah-da-da-da-dang. Free all my partners out the bang. I know they shouting out my name. And so much shit that I done did, I made it out without a stain. Like, what you know about Jimmy Carter? Riding down that boulevard, state troopers on everything. You know you got a trunk full of heart. If I said it, then I meant it, and I mean everything. You don't know me, motherfucker, I done seen everything.
I seen everything but God, nigga. Said I seen everything but God, nigga. Went in and did a bit, I know how to survive, nigga. I did what you spittin' and you just tellin' lies, nigga. I did it.
Shout out to everybody listening in. I seen everything but God, nigga. My boy Catch Wreck featuring Mike Dow. Definitely showing some love to him tonight. You know, we got a fun little topic. Definitely want to show love to my boy Demel. X-Squad DJ showing some motherfucking love tonight. My boy DJ Carolina Apollo.
I just started following him. I think I found him. Yeah, I just started following him on Twitter. I got him now.
Thank you, boo.
You're welcome,
okay.
Baby.
Appreciate that.
Definitely showing some love to everybody on the line tonight. We want to talk about, you know, this topic, jealousy. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, the whole definition goes into, you know, somebody rival you. And in that moment when they have something that you want, you know what I'm saying, you got to choose, you know what I mean, how you going to get it back.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to get this because it's got to do with you, honest. And
oh,
I love you.
Shit.
You're my wife. I love you, wifey. I do. But I am
you
jealous.
Too. You have to be
that
jealous,
because your ass is bigger than mine. I'm like 42 inches,
oh,
and I think
God.
You're like, yeah, what are you?
I forgot about that. I just have too much more than anything. Like,
you put
it's
it
out okay.
On
I think, yo,
like,
I know I said this, but like, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Like, when I'm only like 5'8", right? But when I sit down, it's like I'm 6 feet tall or some shit. Everybody, like, people who were taller than me, if I ever sit next to them, I'm taller than them. So I do understand, yeah. You're not the
only one. Look, she's rubbing it in.
That's
like,
why I said I'm a
writer.
That's the, yeah, I have to. That's why I told you, Carolina Apollo, I'm going to write whatever you want on some shorts, and I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to twerk just for you. Nobody else.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, there you go. See? Never do it for him. Don't be jealous. You got a great body, though. You know, I say a girl, like, as long as your ass is round, you're good. You know what I mean? That's
oh,
it.
Oh, thank
like,
you, baby. Because it is nice
and
round.
And that joint is really, really big and round, though. You know, it's all, you know.
How
and
you?
My butt is just, like, really, really round. I just, like, sit on a round ball or something. Weird. I can't fit nothing. So you're only having to rotate between 20 pairs of jeans, you know, when you want, like, way more. Like, girl, please, don't be jealous.
I already got to, like, hop and jump just to get the jeans over the, you know, over my butt and whatnot. But I'm just saying.
No, I can't
when I
hop
in.
I can't do nothing. What?
Well, fuck it. You should walk around naked then. There's
I would love to. I need like a big,
I do that
big
now.
Strong guy. The mouth.
What? I do that till it's time to leave.
You better do a sit up or a push up. Don't be walking around naked.
It's push up every time I walk around.
Oh my God.
It's like going away.
Your mouth mute. About to mute you. He's not my special guest anymore. Definitely waiting to hear from a lot of people. We're going to talk about, like I said, this jealousy emotion. You know what I mean? My girl, Diva Status, who got like a, well, I'm jealous of your small waist. You know what I mean? I get that. And then that goes into the other part of jealousy for me, because I feel like it's okay to want something that somebody has, but what you do next, you know what I'm saying? Certain things, if I really want it, I'm going to go and get it. You know what I mean? I want a flat stomach just like my diva, you know what I mean? So I'll be working out, and I'm in pain right now, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'll do so that I don't be just sitting there looking at her pictures like that fucking bitch. I get it for myself. I get it for myself and, you know, show that off pretty soon, coming soon, you know. Shout out to my special caller I see. Just pressed the number one and called in. Kay Black, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Please introduce yourself to everybody.
What's good? What's good? This is Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment. You know what I mean? Leader of the PSP movement. What's good?
Oh, we just saw love.
I
say hello to Diva Status, DeMille.
Hey, baby.
In the building.
Yeah, on DJ No Frills, he just tagged me. I guess he'll be on the radio show in North Carolina tomorrow.
Yeah. Shout out to DJ No Frills. That's my man. That's my partner.
He definitely go in. He work hard. like I was saying earlier in the show, you know what I mean? That's much appreciated, you taking it PSP brand, you know what I mean, and doing it with DJ No Frills, who originated that whole movement. But tell everybody about yourself, and especially the event that you went to tonight. How was it?
Yeah, I'm actually judging right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking through the window and trying to be fed, you know what I mean? Judging people right now, talking to y'all on the phone. I'm real ignorant for that.
What do you
be
here?
I gotta do what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
We'll definitely be here. Since you're sneaking and I don't want you to get in trouble, definitely.
No, because I can hear everything she's saying, you know what I mean? I definitely multitask. That's what I got to do.
Okay,
so,
okay. All right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the business.
Yeah, I
want to
steal
anything
away from the artist.
Do that.
But tell everybody listening what you're judging.
It's basically a talent competition to see who's going to open up Tretch. Brand new, being nice and smooth, and a couple of old school hip hop artists.
Okay,
so we're just trying to
find the
right artists. That's going to be in November.
Right. Since they're not listening right now, who do you think is going to win so far? Like, they can't hear you, right?
It's a couple of groups. I mean, the groups, you know what I mean? I can't really talk about it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people walk on the fast back and forth, so I don't want to give out.
Okay.
But it's a couple of people, I think, that's, you know, very talented, you know, that came out. Basically, I'm judging people not by, you know, overall skill. I'm judging pretty much by who's going to fit this show. You know what I mean? Because
you're
talking about opening up for some, you know, serious hip-hop legends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely.
You got to be able to, the crowd is pretty much going to be 30 and over, you know, who coming up. So, they ain't
really trying to hear. You're judging about their content. Ain't no
We're judging on lyrics, stage performance, crowd participation. Of course, crowd participation, you know, you got to grade on the curve with Slelly. So, you know what I mean? Just catch me in the back. You know what I mean?
No, you
acting
do
like,
not. Not when it comes to crowds. Listen, I've
yes,
seen it
do.
A lot of
yes,
times.
Do.
I've
Cut
seen it
out.
A lot of times, Kay. I've seen it a lot of times. Certain people, you got to make a move. Like, you can't. I've performed at places where I've seen people. I've seen the crowd part like the Red Sea. And they'll come right back together for somebody who even they don't know. Because I'm the type of person, like, I'll bring, you know what I mean, my own crowd. But I'm moving everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that.
Yes.
I've
seen some, you know, some real good groups come through, you know what I mean? And it's crazy. I mean, the only time really is if you pull a gun out, somebody going to move. Other than that, they sit in the back and they chilling. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's not true.
It's
come
a whole
on,
lot
like,
of fun. Really.
All right. Well, you coming at Philly fans. We're the toughest, you know, but that's the same thing like if we were in the Eagle Stadium. You know what I mean? If they performing, we going to throw a tomato. We going to walk the fuck out. Like, you know.
At an Eagles game, you going to get a reaction regardless. Everybody too cool, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I mean, some people getting up, some people, you know what I mean, they throwing their hands up in the air, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, it is what it is with the Philly crowd. It's not just this night right here. I've been in plenty of events, you know what I mean, been
I can
a part of plenty of things.
I can respect it. Me too. Like, I've grown, and that's even for me, I've grown, you know, parties like at least once a month since 2009, you know what I mean, once or twice a month, so I have more of an all in Philly, so I've had a chance to really see it, because at first it used to get to me like, oh, this person's not supporting them, and I've actually seen, you know, certain events where you would think a person's going to be amazing because you fuck with them on YouTube or you follow them or whatever, and then they get on stage and they just rap into their homies or they low or you can't hear them or they just not whack, the beat isn't moving you or whatever. Like, certain people,
yeah,
you
mean,
know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You see a lot of that. That's all. And, you know, for me, you know, having my own label on Pitch Black, having their own movement, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the people I'm working with right now. You know what I mean? It's just that me, myself, even as for somebody that's looking for artists, you never know who going to be there. So you got to give it, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. And that's even, like I said, what I wanted to talk to you about, doing an event to have you judging with my homies. Just to, like, you seem like a man that's about his business. And when it comes to, finding an artist, I want to know, like, what would you look for in a business standpoint, or even just, like, some advice you could give to artists listening right now?
What I look for artists right now is, like, a lot of rappers, they wake up and they just want to be just that. They want to be rappers. You know, they see their favorite artists on TV, or they figure, if they can do it, I can do it. But it's really not like that. All the greats, if you really looking at, being any type of artist, you have to perfect your craft. You know what I mean? You have to have a real love for music and not just rap music. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
What I'm looking for. You know, people wonder why Kendrick Lamar killing everybody right now. Because he came up listening to Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane. He came up listening, to Jay-Z, Eminem. You know what I mean? Cats like that who are really the students of just of the game in general. You know what I mean? I ask a lot of my artists or potential artists, tell me what Katy Perry got out right now. Tell me what, even Justin Bieber or what Miley Cyrus is doing right now. You know what I mean? Daft Punk, Coldplay. You know what I'm saying? I can name a list of artists because I actually listen to other music besides rap. So I don't want to have to explain to an artist, what's going on right now. Plus, you got to know the business side of it. I don't want to have to teach you everything that's going on, in the music game. The major labels, if you go to the major labels, they're going to sit you in the room. They're going to tell you to perform, tell you, you are it or whatever, and then they're going to send you home. They're going to hype you up, and they're going to send you home. And that's just the reality of it. A lot of people don't get that. A lot of people in Philly don't get that. And you can tell, some of these Philly artists ain't never been nowhere or never left their block. So that's pretty much why we doing the PSP movement, for a reason. Pitchback Entertainment is, I'm doing that for a reason. I plan to be the number one independent record label in Philly, period. Period. I know what it takes. I know what Cats in Philly is doing, and I know what they need to do. I know what Cats is not doing. I got my ear to the street, so I listen. I hear the complaints. I hear what's going on.
Now, I got to say, there's one thing everybody listen right now. It can be done here, and it takes a lot. And just the same way I told my boy DJ Caroline Apollo I would support him, you have it on record. I will support you any type of way I can, because certain times you don't see a person backing up what they say. You know what I'm saying? And I see you even with, working with my girl Chalk BB Inc. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Real Exposure Show on you even when she had the concert Friday I went to. Did her thing, and I seen you supporting her, had your hoodies on deck, had the whole PSP movement on deck, and it's a brand, Philly supporting Philly. I don't even say it because I only say it in respect to DJ No Frills because I don't see it myself certain times, but I say it to represent DJ No Frills, and I say it when I see the movement done. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't say it for nobody that's fake it for no fucking way. No way in fucking hell. No way in hell. But
Yeah, no doubt. With the brand is growing every day, and what a lot of people don't know is that when you support the brand, you're supporting your city, because we also give back to the city. It's not just, you buying a sweatshirt, you putting it on, and, you just supporting maybe a local artist, you supporting your whole city. So, if something is needed in the city, book bags for kids, or, something that's going on with a homeless movement, or, a cancer movement, cancer awareness, we're giving back to that. Part of the proceeds is going back to our city. You know what I mean? To help out. You know what I mean? So it's much bigger than, you know, just supporting the artists. So, you know, like I said, it's supporting the entire city. So when people scream, it's a lot of people that scream PSP, but they fraud when they do. Because I can hear somebody come up to me and say, you know, fully support Philly, oh, I like that shirt, or I like that hoodie. And they ask me how much it is, and then I tell them, they look at me like I'm crazy. It's not like we charging an arm and a leg. You know what I mean?
How much are your hoodies? Let everybody know.
Well, the shirts, when we originally introduced them, was $20. They got dropped down to $15. The hoodies is $30. You know what I mean? But some people, I don't understand what it is. You walking around, you coming up to me, you know, asking me how much a hoodie, and I say $30, and you're looking at who's funny, but you got a Gucci bundle. You can't support nobody. You got
Timberlands
ain't supporting nobody. You got a Nike hoodie on, or a Puma hoodie on at $65, $70, and they ain't supporting nobody.
Yeah.
They ain't supporting
You know what, and you hit it right on the nose. That's one thing I like about you, Kay. You keep it real. And I say that to people all the time. You coming through, you're too fresh. Every time you're taking pictures of your shoes, your weave is new. If your bills are due, they got to be paid. You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, like, if I'm fresh, I make sure everything is done. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I got to get done is done, like, period. Nobody had me late for money or nothing. If I ain't pay you, it's because I told you I wasn't going to pay you. But other than that, you got to definitely head that money up. And a lot of people, their lifestyles don't even match up. How do you feel about that? Because even I've been able to go in on it. And I'm going to ask the same question to you, Jamel. Like, how do you feel? You see somebody spending money all the time, but then when it's time to pay something, they all drawing.
Well, for me, I mean, you got a lot of people that, I mean, especially, you know, artists that fake it till they make it. I ain't mad at that. You know what I mean? But I got people right now that I know they ain't living a lifestyle that they portraying. You know what I'm saying? You portraying, you know, a VIP life, but when you go to your crib looks like a shack. You know what I'm saying? I own my house. I got the deeds of my house. I own my cars. I got the title for my car. I'm not a millionaire, but I'm far from broke.
But
you know what I'm saying? So,
you're
comfortable. Yeah, I'm very comfortable. I made smart business moves. I got into real estate, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, I could still go back to work because before I left my job, I was making $30 an hour. So I ain't the one to say, you know, forget a 9-to-5. You're going to get your hustle on. I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad if you punch the clock. But when I punched the clock, I was getting bread doing that. I was making some money, and I really wasn't doing nothing. But I took it upon myself to say, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to make nobody else rich. I'm not going to rely on a 401K, which is fraudulent. You know what I'm saying? They got you believing 401K is all that, and you can't retire on $100,000. You just can't. So when I
$30
at the end of the day,
an hour. I like that.
It's about my kids. It's about my grandkids.
Yes, yes.
My legacy to be remembered in this city. And I know during, you know, coming up, I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off, but so what? If y'all was doing right, Philly would be where we supposed to be right now. You go down to Atlanta, you don't get a lot of this garbage. You go to Chicago or any other place, you don't get a lot of that.
Now, Jamel, like I said, I want to take that question to you, and then I want to ask both you guys about, you know, people being jealous of you. You know what I mean? You know how it is being a person with a voice. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you run across that. But Jamel, the question was, how do you feel about, you know, seeing people flossing, and when it's time to, you know, show up, they not there? And I'm gonna get to you, Carla. Shout out to everybody listening in. We getting in tonight on this topic.
Well, I don't, you know, my circle is not like that, you know what I mean? Because I cut a lot of them people off, you know, into the drugs and everything because it's conflict. You know what I mean? Because if you're in the music, be in the music, but I don't want to look over my shoulder or, you know, somebody chasing you down the street because they saying that that sack is short. You know what I mean? I'm an older man, so I don't go through that nonsense. But if you come to Atlanta and you do act like that, they will make you spend a lot of money and forget about you spending it.
I know that's
so you got to be careful how you floss when you come here. Because they speak to everybody. They see you got that money. Oh, come on along. Oh, he got that bread, son. Yeah, son, he got that bread. Oh, we're going to take him there. We're going to take him there. Oh, they're going to be nice to you. They ain't going to rob you. But when it's time to go back home, you're going to be like, dang, I just spent $50K hanging with these dudes.
Exactly, well, you know, it get real like that, definitely. Now, that even goes in on this topic of being jealous, but let me get into this caller. I just opened up your call, 267-495. Welcome to Philly Style Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? 267-495.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear
Hello?
Us?
Hello? Yes,
yeah.
I can hear you, ma'am. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, that's so sweet. What's your name? Where are you calling from, young man?
I go by the name Blood Diamond.
Hello, Blood Diamond. Welcome to the show.
I'm a rapper. I'm calling from Philly.
Okay, which part of Philly? North Philly.
North Philly.
All right, shout out to
yeah.
North Philly. What brings you to Philly Shine Radio? I'm your host, Honest Fire, and my co-host, Diva Status, is the beautiful voice you hear in the background.
I'm a musician. I'm a rapper. I saw somebody comment under my picture and posted a link with y'all number on it. So I thought I would give y'all a call.
Shout out how we could get in touch with you, Blood Diamond, and check out some of your music, support you on Instagram, Twitter.
My pictures is hot, my music is hot, my music videos is hot, I make my own music videos, kind of popular, so I mean, show me love.
So how can I see them? How can we get to see them?
I'm on Instagram, at BloodDiamond215.
Okay.
You can follow my CEO, his name is at YolaWorld CEO. At Blood Diamond 215 at Yolo CEO, and it's on my link. I have a music video on my link. Or soundclick.com/blooddiamond.
Well,
okay,
Blood Diamond, your voice is killing me. His voice is
I like
good.
It too.
I do.
Yeah, he was so respectful. He called me a ma'am. He said, yes, ma'am.
That means he needs to be hot something. You
well,
be
thank you.
Sister.
Thank you, lady. Thank you. I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Oh, thank
okay.
God you're
checking.
Not
19. I had to check.
Stay on the phone. Yes.
Yeah, I had to check real quick. Like, hold up, how old is he? So young.
I'm above age, you know. I mean, y'all got to forget about me. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget about me. I'm the diamond in the dirt. You hear me?
That's what's up. We're not going to forget about you. Definitely chill with
shout
us tonight.
Shout out to all the Philly artists that's following me. Wow.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's showing love tonight. You know, X Squad DJ CEO Demel is my special guest. Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment is my special guest tonight. We're talking about, you know, people being jealous, but above that, you know, we're talking about being productive because that's what we do, X Squad DJ. We push this music. And actually, Demel, you gave me some new shit today. What is it called again?
Yes, I was an extra in a movie Sunday. Glenn Lowe, Lay Low. He has a movie coming out. He got Chubb Rock in it, and he got some more people in it. And I'm I played my part, just sitting back, just watching. Extra in
the
movie.
And that's from the movie?
Yes, the movie is called Faking. I have, if you go to YouTube, they have the movie shown, or I can post it on my Instagram, and y'all can check out.
Post it on
the,
Twitter. Yeah, post it on Instagram.
No, you
well,
got to post
okay,
it on Twitter.
I'll...
Twitter is where you could get a link. You can't really get a link from Instagram unless you put it in your bio.
Well, I usually post Facebook on Twitter and Instagram all at one time. So.
We are not fans on Facebook, Jamil. You know this. You're trying to be funny.
Y'all is like the two lovers from hell. I'm done with this triangle shit.
I
know. I'm trying to cut him out.
You will make me cut them out. I don't like that. I want attention on me, Diva. Me. Here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut him loose, honey. I'm trying to.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a hanger on her.
Well, you know.
Jamil, you didn't get trouble. Look at them all making me
I'm
jealous.
I'm like Lay's potato chips once you take a bite.
Oh, gosh. No, you're not like Lay's potato chips. But let's go in. I'm going to ask actually the new caller, Blood Diamond, the topic question. Before, you know what I mean, we express, you know, our feelings about, you know, this jealousy and welcoming him right into Philly Shine Radio. You lucky the topic is kind of chill tonight. But, Blood Diamond, you still with me?
I got him in the truck.
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh. Have you ever found yourself jealous of someone or somebody jealous of you? And I mean, when I say them jealous of you, they actually said it. Not something that you thought, because you never know. A person might not really be jealous, you know.
Yeah, I just
rolled my eyes.
You said
you
think so? I had a couple
jealous
people in my life. Yes.
You think so? They said, I'm jealous of you because of this, or you think they're jealous because they did something that made them seem like they were jealous.
I think that they're jealous, and a lot of our family members think that he's jealous, and it's obvious.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's actually a song we played earlier today. It's obvious. But you know what? The obvious jealousy is always corny. You know what I mean? For me,
yeah.
I feel like that's when it comes into the weakness of being jealous. You know what I mean? When you're just,
yeah.
You're not even letting it know. You're letting your emotions show. You're letting your actions show that you're jealous. Instead of you just expressing yourself. Because like I said earlier in the show, it is a weak emotion, and it definitely takes strength to even get what you want, what you're jealous of, or even just let that come across to the person like, hey, what you got is something that I want, and I'm going to get it, or I want to take it. You know what I mean? You have to address those feelings. Like, everything isn't all, you know, all good, you know. You got to sometimes work hard for what you really, really want. And I appreciate the fact that my boy Kay is on the line judging the competition at the same time. You still with us, Kay?
Yeah, I'm multitasking.
I appreciate I'm gonna ask you one more question.
I got to go because
I want to ask you the topic question before I go into the goddamn work train. But have you ever, you know, found yourself jealous of someone or found somebody jealous of you actually told you, and then like what happened next?
I've never been jealous of anybody. I mean, for me, jealousy is admiration. You know what I mean? I always, instead of being jealous of the person, I always admired it. And if I seen it and if I wanted it, I tried to go out there and get it for myself. You know what I mean? I never was jealous of anybody. I mean, I think that's more of a, maybe like a female trait for me. I mean, and
wow.
no disrespect to y'all, but when I see dudes acting like that, you know what I mean? You acting like a female to me, and it's no disrespect to y'all, but it's like, you know, it's just a term that I use. You know what I mean? And you know, I keep them type of people away from me. They in my what I like to call my no fly zone. I don't keep them in my airspace. You know what I mean? And I stay out of yours. So it's, I don't keep them type of people around me. And as far as, you know, people being jealous of me, you know, I can tell. I can tell because where I'm at now, where I always been as an artist, you know, when I was a young boy, I had, you know, couple deals on the table, you know what I mean, to get signed. Then when I let the music game go because of all the shadiness, you know what I'm saying, I stepped away and I started doing my thing, you know what I mean, like I said, the 9-to-5, plus I did, you know, real estate on the side. You know, I was always a hustler. So I seen it because I had, you know, homies, or I ain't really going to say homies, but, you know, associates, you know what I mean, that would be jealous of, you know, my situation, you know what I mean? And I had a heart attack last year and bounced back from it. And in 8 months, I'm right back on top from where I was before. So it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's definitely a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And I get my workout on, I keep myself in shape, so it's like, you know what I mean? And I'm going to keep it 100 as far as, you know, myself. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm a bad-looking dude. So if you want to be jealous of that, you know what I mean, be jealous of that. But it's not my fault that, you know what I mean, I keep it 100 with everybody. I'm 40, I look like I'm 30. You know what I'm saying? So it's if I look better than you do, don't be mad at me. Just hit
right.
the gym.
That's when it becomes really female and girly. Like, you mad at me because I'm cute, or you didn't die, like, kill yourself. But I really appreciate you joining me on the show tonight. And, you know what I'm saying, definitely appreciate you speaking on our topic tonight. More to come. Part two tomorrow. I'm going to have you live in person when I do the fireworks show. Philly DMV Hot Radio. Definitely appreciate even the perspective that you put it on, because for me, like, even though it is a female trait, I address it, I feel jealous of stuff, and I go get it. You know what I'm saying? If I want something, I'm going to get it right then and there. You know what I mean? I'm not waiting for it or whatever, and I'm definitely not apologizing for, you know what I mean, me getting anything, whether if it's a job, whether if it's, you know, turning in things on time, whether if it's money, whether if it's whatever, you know, I'm going to get it, you know, whether it's the man, I'm going to get it, you know what I'm saying, that's just how it's
supposed to be.
But I appreciate, like I said, thanks again for calling into Philly Shine Radio. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. I'm scared to walk back in here now, because I know somebody going to be like, hey, fuck was he at? You know what I mean? This is frozen. He missed my performance. But I'm actually watching everybody, you know, through the window. So, you know what I mean? All I got to do is write some numbers down. But I appreciate you, you know what I mean? Y'all have me on the show. You know, we always want it, you know what I mean? I'm just looking, like I said, I'm just looking to take Philly to the next level, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of haters or a lot of, you know, jealousy, but, you know, I'm keeping it real with the artists. I'm keeping it real with the, you know, the promoters and the managers and everybody, you know what I mean? I just want to help my city become what I know it should be, what we should have been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, definitely.
That's just it for me. I mean, a lot of people don't understand, you know, not to be long-winded, but a lot of people don't understand for a lot of these hip-hop artists, you know, Philly is their second largest market.
Mm-hmm.
And they know,
yeah, they
we got the best rappers. They
yes.
know we got the best rappers. They know we got the best musicians. You know what I mean? We got the best anything. So I put Philly up against any city at any time. And on top of that, they scared of us. Because they know ain't no punks over here. Everywhere
yeah,
I go, when I say I'm from Philly, we get respect.
Mm-hmm.
So
they know they kill their own rappers.
Yes.
Shut up to Mo. Yeah, you can stop. But you know, I pray
so
that a lot of the violence stops, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely gets real. Definitely shout out to you, Kay. Thank you so much. Now,
no problem.
You know,
I'm
going to
get in here before
I
get beat up. I'm going to talk to you all tomorrow.
All right, good night, honey. What were you going to say, Jamil, baby?
Oh, before Jamil gets started on some other rant about me, I got to give a special shout out to Wait. As you know, I do his PR for him and everything. So he's listening right now. Hey, Wait, how are you doing? Y'all got I got new music. I got
What's
new
happening?
Music from him.
And,
what's up, Wade? How you doing? Welcome back
to
the show. I just seen your call. I was like, hold up, Wade.
I've been cooling. What's up, Demelia? I said, man,
I've been sitting here, I've been dying laughing at y'all.
We called you, man. You want to answer your phone.
That's what's up. I appreciate the support, and I appreciate you calling in. Jamel actually needs to go on a rant about this song, Got That Work, and I do
have
the music from Anyway
on. I got the guy who made the movie Faking on the phone. You know what I mean? I'm just an extra. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just throwing the extra little thing that's going on. And he has a lot of people in
the small roles, Jamel. There are no small roles. You know what I mean?
I let him speak. I got him on the three-way.
Hey, what's good? Tell us about this track.
Talking about me?
No, not you, Wade. Who's Jamel on the line with?
Go ahead and speak, man.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Glenn Wood Lalo.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Glenn.
Oh, this is Philly?
Yeah, this is Philly Shine Radio.
Philly Worldwide,
plural, but yes, Philly.
That's what's up. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Definitely say hi to my co-host, Diva Status. But I have this song, Got That Work. Can you tell us about it and the movie that you guys are working on?
Well, the movie is called Faking. It's starring Shorty, the comedian, Terry Miles. He's coming up in the movie industry right now. He's the head A&R for No Limit Records. He also helped me direct it. Y'all need to check his movie out as well. It's called Recognize. It's in Redbox right now. They're working on Recognize 2, which I'm in. I'm playing a role in that. But like I said, the movie's called Faking. Got my man, Esquire, DJ CEO. He got a little cameo in it. You know, it's coming out the first of the year. We just wrapped up the last shot last week. I don't know what more do you want to know?
Well, we will definitely get into more of you. But my question, why weren't
we in it?
No. I was going to
Because you're not following me on Instagram.
What's your Instagram? Let me go ahead and follow you. I need a role. What's that again?
It's Glenwood Lalo. Glenwood, L-E-Y-L-O. All one word.
Look, I'm about to follow
you
right now.
I was gonna ask the question after we played the song, Got That Work. Who's on this track, Jamel? I know it's
That's one of the artists I'm working with, Nephew Texas Boy. He's actually signed to Plug Life affiliate, Brick Squad Mafia, Monopoly. Walker's on the song with him, OJ the Juice Man's on the song. We just shot the video like 2 weeks ago and just threw it on Worldstar and it's done. It's almost at 5 million views right now. So it hadn't been up 2 days.
Well, I'm going to make sure I show you some love. And also, I wanted to say, listening to the names you say, I was thinking about, you know, the old movie that used to come out of No Limit Records with Master P. And I liked it that, you know what I mean, still going on. Here in Philly, Arkane, Billy the Kid, he has a couple movies, you know what I mean, to represent, you know what I mean, him on the acting side, not only just about music. So I want to say that's what they are, you know, because entertainment is that full genre. It's more than just music. You got to make these movies.
Right.
So go ahead, businessman. Big ups. And I can't wait to show you off. We're going to go in, play the song, Got That Work. Like you said, it's fresh video. I want to see the video. I love Waka Flocka. So let's go.
Yeah,
with
everybody.
It.
Everybody.
You know
everybody
I got that work. I got it.
You know what?
I say everybody's in the video.
We'll definitely check it out. Yeah, chill with us. You know, we still on till 1 a.m. Got that work?
You know I got that work. I got it. You know I got that work.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, no.
Miko Collins said that bag in.
You know I got that work. 50 racks, I got my ass in. You know I got that work.
Bentley GC with that black lean.
You know I got that work.
You can't tell that I'm on beat.
You know I got that work.
Belly G with the belly belt.
You know I got that work.
Cook my own dope, don't need no help.
You know I got that work.
20 bricks got that work. Sell it all, good, there's nothing left. You know I got that work. I got that bag, I got that sack, I got that pack. Catch your bitch and hit her from the back. Nigga, I know you late, so I'm gon' take your pack. Once I got it, you won't ever get it back. Nigga, took my dope and I don't need a fork. Got that bag, got that Panamera Porsche. Type of shit that make your bitch get moist. You gotta fuck with me because you got no choice.
Got no choice.
It's introspection, throw his hundreds like it's pilot. Got these bitches geeked up on a molly. Rolling hard like a San Diego trolley. Piss me off, then I'm finna catch a body.
You can call and say that bag in.
You know I got that work. 50 racks, I got my ass in. You know I got that work. Spinning GT with that black lean. You know I got that work. You can't tell that.
Foreign, know they feeling hurt. Rolling on the molly, know that bad bitch gon' flirt. I don't want no handout, put me to that work. Got a trap booming off that clean and that perk. Soon as they land, birds here on the first. Call Young Scooter, get your pussy and merch. BSM, stamping on the squares. Ballin' like Cheers, shitting on my peers. 80 for the watch, 50 racks for the ear. Clearport Lear, G7, yeah. That's a private plane. Rap working, trap jumping, I'm in every hood, nigga, I ain't running.
You know I got that work. 50 racks, I got my ass in. You know I got that work. Spinning GT with that black lean. You know I got that work. You can't tell that I'm on beat. You know I got that work. Belly G with the belly belt. You know I got that work. Cook my own dope, don't need no help. You know I got that work. 20 bricks stacked up on the shelf. You know I got that work. Sell it all till there's nothing left. You know I got that work. How you know I got that work? Clean t-shirts, 71 dumb, still got the skirts. Need a 28, go ahead with the skirts. Ballin' like a fool, got my pockets on jerks. 572, got an extra jerk. Wake up early morning, gotta go to work. Try that like a 9 to 5, do so my shirt. Bells of the gas, bells of the perk. Bricks of the white, pints of the perk. 69 cut.
I like this song. That should sound like it came from Philly. That was hot. Definitely. Shout out to Blood Diamond Bacon in the building with us, too. I just made sure I followed you on Instagram as well. As, I showed some. I'm trying to find you, Limwood, on Instagram. What did you say? How you spell your own name again? Is he still online with you, Jamel?
Yeah. He probably somewhere got getting that work.
I'm so tired. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'll find him. I'll get him. I'll get him.
Well,
definitely. Replay the show. Definitely anybody. Oh, wait a minute. I wanted to. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll say it later.
It's Limwood, L-E-Y-O. I mean Glenwood. L E.
Oh, Glenwood?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's what's up. All right. I was going to say, if I could never find.
I tweeted y'all the pilot, too. You're on Diva status.
But definitely shout out to everybody listening. You can make sure you can check out the links in my bio, and you always can, you know, check out past episodes of Philly Shine Radio. If you need to run it back, stop and rewind it to get everybody's, you know what I mean, information, you definitely do it. Because we're all about networking here on Philly Shine Radio. It's amazing. It's so much fun. Big up to my boy.
Man, you done have a lot of conversations, and most of your conversations has been, you know, jealousy. So my question, the person that was most jealous of you that died, how did you take that?
The person that was jealous of me that died?
Yeah.
I finally remember. Damn, that's fucked up.
You try
to insinuate that I murdered someone.
Nah, I'm saying, like, you know, you like it was a situation.
But I remember what you're talking about. But at the end of the day, even like I was saying to Kay when he spoke about, to Blood Diamond when he was talking about, you know, he thought that someone was jealous, you know what I mean? Because you can think a person is jealous of you because they do certain things, you know what I mean? I've had a lot of situations. I've had women, you know, and bitches, you know, lie on me, tell on me outright, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Steal from me, try to expose me, like different stuff. But to this day, I still can't pinpoint why the fuck they did it, because at the end of the day, I'm not, you know what I mean, that type of person that treats the people around me, you know what I mean, poorly. Like, if you're around me, like, you're around me for a reason. I'm not a user. I'm not the type of person to use a person. So when you're around me, you know you're going to have a good time. You know we're going to be turned up, fed, high, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Some type of way we're going to make sure we have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So those people who I felt as though did me dirty and, you know what I mean, the ones that are dead and gone and dead and gone for my life, you know what I'm saying? For the part, I can't even call it jealousy, because they wasn't woman enough to say, oh, I'm jealous of you, bitch, or yeah, I want your man. You know what I mean? I've had a girl take my side joint from me before and snitch on me. Because, like, I had a guy on the side and, you know, I didn't tell him that I was still with my boyfriend. I told him that it was just me and him, you know what I mean? But then she went and told him, you know, everything I told him was a lie, and then she went shopping with him, and I was just so pissed off. But, yeah, like,
was
you know, maybe
she told him you went shopping?
All the above. Like, I was just mad, like, all the above. Like, you know. I was salty, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, certain things you can't have it all. So, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, he was a side joint. So, you know, it was like, oh, well, you know.
Like,
damn,
I had a cousin that was living with me, and they done cussed out my mom and see, you know, I didn't never retaliate or nothing like that. You know, because they didn't, you know, my grandmother took care of them. They can't go to their mom's house because their mom's somewhere sleeping on somebody's couch drunk. You know what I mean? But I didn't go and say that to her and everything, because at the end of the day, she, you know, her mom is not like my mom. My mom's stable. Her mom is like 20 years older than me and still drunk. But, you know what I'm saying, that's not, so you, because I have a good relationship with my mom and you don't, that's hating, you know, but you can fix it, you know what I mean? I mean, some hate I think you can fix.
Yeah, like, you can definitely, you know what I mean, see a person being that weak, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, and showing you that they corny or even trying to be around you and being on your good side when you know damn well that they dirty or trifling or they don't like you, whatever. But I think it takes
it definitely takes a lot out of you to really be jealous of a person. Like, get those emotions together, for real, for real. You know what I mean? Like, if it's something you want, I say you got to find a way to go get it. But you don't go get it in that sort of way where karma's going to bite you in your ass. You know what I mean? You don't take from a person. You know what I'm saying? We all have those desires. Those are real desires. You know, like, oh, shit, this nigga got the new Jordans. You know what I mean? Get a job, whatever. Whatever the goal is, whatever the thing is that you want, that you covet, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you want to go get it. But be real, like, because if you just going to be sad, you know what I mean, and don't do your froggy squats to get a big round butt like me, I ain't saying that as a diva, but I'm just saying. But you have to achieve other things.
I wrote something on Instagram saying.
I don't go into no speech mode without tripping. What you say, Demel?
I wrote something on Instagram, before you take sides. Know the person that you're dogging, because you might need them at the end. You know what I mean? Because you might hate on me, but you don't know the things that you need out of me that can make you better, because you never even talked to me.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm gonna is Wait still on the line?
Wait,
yes,
still
he is.
There.
I'm here. Text Diva, because thank you. I wanted to show Wait some love and actually find out what's
going
on. Yeah, I've seen it. The time you had me on the show.
I've seen it. Pumpkin brush. Demir, you
don't know what
you're
talking about.
You don't want to see that.
Well,
Demir, you don't want to see that fish.
I'm trying to be your cousin, so that's why, you know, I took some time to tell him.
Get him.
Hey,
I'm
going to
tell you.
He's been trying to take our food.
Do you want that picture, Demir? Do you want that picture, Demir? Man, they just sent me the thickest chick in America. She bad, though.
I can't look. I don't want to get in no trouble.
I'm dead serious. It's some of that cougar, too.
But look, I'm trying to be in Huntsville, not by the what's that the green room? That's
that's not the green room.
Across the green, across the street from the green room.
Like a
shack. I want to go there. They look like they party.
Man, you know what's funny about it, Demir? You know what's funny about it, Demir? That was my uncle. That was my uncle's club. He passed about 2 months ago. And that club never had no problems. Uncle Chuck, man, that club is off the chain. But then serious though, they party like hell. Tomorrow, these motherfuckers got country and luau and everything in the back. But if you go up to the green room, you make sure you call when you get in town, because I might just come down by 6 SUVs and make sure we strapped up with you. Because them motherfuckers, they party.
Last time I've been to Huntsville, I was with the shop boys. We did the little radio thing, and then we went to the green room. Wasn't nobody there. Next thing you know, we got back on the bus, headed back to Atlanta.
Man, I forgot all about the damn shop boys. That was a damn.
Y'all little reunion show. It had nothing to do with
right?
the topic.
I tell you what,
I just went on Instagram and was watching this boy twerk. Like, I just got that bored. Like, back to you, Wait.
Hey, they got a twerk video. They got a twerk video of you on YouTube. They got a twerk video of Honest on YouTube.
Well, I don't think it's me.
Yes, they do. They shook.
You seen it?
It was 3 years ago. Yes, it was.
Hey.
She was in the parking lot. She even don't know about that.
Yeah,
don't talk about
it.
My wife.
You ain't lying. Y'all lying. Y'all niggas is lying. Back to the show. Look,
is she not
don't
twerking?
Be going Googling
she
that. There's no twerking
rapping.
Video. I'm about to mute
video.
His phone. I'm about to mute his
phone. Being for real,
right
me and Demir, me and Demir are not joking.
I muted Diva by accident. DJ Carolina Apollo, Divas fan is. And any other call, if you want to press one, I will unmute you. But I muted though because there is no such video.
Trying to break up a happy home. Look at them. That's jealousy.
I know. Jealous. Y'all are so jealous of my unfortunate. I have to lie and say to this.
Man, honest. Honest, for real. Hey, put the meal back. The meal back on.
Yeah, he's back.
Man,
on.
Honest.
No mute.
Hey, ask the meal.
I'm about
Meal's
to post
the video.
The video.
She was on there. She was on there. Look, I swear to God, she was on there in a pink Chevelle with some goddamn booty shorts on, two crazy heads, one drunk, and one motherfucker.
See, no, that's not me. I would never wear pink booty shorts. That wasn't me.
She had
me.
She had Meek Mill dancing on the car with a gold chain.
At first, I was because at first I was thinking that, you know, y'all might have got some footage of a night that, you know, I don't want to talk about. But y'all don't. So, let's talk about this song, We Got It.
We got it.
It's something that you actually got. Y'all almost heard me.
We seen that footage. She trying to deny it,
Diva.
She trying to deny it.
Y'all going to have to back up off my wife. I can't let y'all talk about my girl like this.
And we still haven't talked about the topic or his show.
I know, right?
So,
they
and now I'm just ready to talk to Diva about how sexy she is. You know,
I am so sexy. Thank you.
So I'm just full
lips. Oh, are you talking about my lips? Did he just talk about my lips? Honest.
See, the thing
I don't
know
what he's talking about. Y'all need to mute him again because I will do it for you, baby.
Both got full
he's
lips.
Bothering
what
you.
What are talking about?
They don't stop text. I mean, you know, shit. I mean, we in the same city. You in the same city. Y'all in the same city.
Why is he so good? Every time you get on the show, you turned up. You lucky nobody pressing one because I'm about to go, when I play this song by you, I'm going to go down the switchboard and I'm going to see who want to talk because I'm done with you. Saying I'm not done, but you got to be good. You got to be good.
That's so fucked up.
Let me ask you a question. Are you gonna answer the question at all, Wade? I mean,
What question?
Shit, see? Okay,
what,
the
jealousy
question?
Yes. I mean, I think jealousy is a waste of emotions. You know, it's about, I mean, when I think of jealousy, like guy said earlier, you know, if it was something that somebody had, you know, you felt like that, usually in the terms of it, they call it envy the person. But envy is something that you shouldn't have. The Bible states that, you know, is used towards a strongly stamped on it. Me, yeah, I've had jealousy. I see jealousy a lot. You know, as far as my music career, as far as, oh, he does tattoos also with music, you know, as far as, I've even seen people hate saying, oh, he's got beautiful kids. And to the point of you turn around and like, man, if I ever had some kids by him, it'd be pretty babies. I'm like, what the fuck is that? But I hear it. So I can see jealousy in so many ways, man. People, I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for me to explain it. I mean, because if I elaborate the story even more, it's probably going to be worse than what I want to say. So I'm not going to go that deep with it. I'm not going to go that deep with it.
Well, I will say there are people
Diva jealous of
my wife. There are people are jealous of my wife.
You didn't say jealous of
Diva. What?
So take it out your mouth.
Diva is jealous of me.
I'm jealous of you.
You say I look better than you. You say I look better than you look all day. And you said that. And I'm a man. I don't know where it came from, but, you know, I mean, retarded
it's
shit.
A,
I mean.
Whatever. Back to my wife. Back to my wife.
I love you.
Back to my wife.
I love you too. You know what I mean? And I really appreciate you. And as a matter of fact, I'm just gonna mute him.
Where's the meal at?
Shut up.
Shout out to Blood Diamond. I don't know if he's still online, but shout out to Blood Diamond for showing me so much Instagram love. I mean, like,
yes, he is showing Instagram.
Yeah,
love.
He is showing me a lot of love. Thank you, baby.
And we're going to show some love to Wade, even though he has such a smart mouth. But he couldn't introduce the song. He was so busy flabber-jabber-labber-labber and off his mouth, like, shut up. Wade got it. You know, we definitely love the music. We love Wade, too. He's good. Like, that's like my brother.
I've got to get you, like, the new song.
Oh, you got some new music?
Yeah, he's got new. And I thought he was going to talk about that since we muted him.
Wait a minute, are you still there?
Thank God. Since I got 5 minutes of talking. All right. All right, I'm gonna be serious. Stop joking.
Yes. Please.
No, you didn't get the new music though.
No. Or maybe I did and I skipped it. I got a lot of emails I don't read. You have to text me. People, everybody listening, you know what I mean? I don't ignore music. I have you all on the schedule. If you text me and told me you got music, Raspy, 215 coming next week. It's going to be so crazy on my Sammy Brooks Day, on the yummiest day ever, you know, Sammy Brooks Day. It's going to be yummy. That's how we're. I like it too. So I wanted to say it like in the echo. I'm gonna get some effects. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. That'd be hot.
Tell us about this new music and what you got going on. Because if y'all want us to play, we got it. Because I can play Tasha's new song, Popping, because it's popping like a button.
Well, actually, the new track is called Sandman, and is real different. Well, you know, every rapper, you know, there's so much talent in the world. I'm not just going to say in Alabama. There's so much talent in the world that, you know, it takes time to prepare topics and come up with good, strong ideas. Well, I came up with this topic, Sandman. Sandman came, you know, he was a folklore. You know, he was, you ever wake up back in the days, I don't know if it's like in Philly, but in the South, we used to wake up, mom be like, boy, what's wrong with your face? Like somebody put sand in your eyes. You know, and I'm like, what? So, actually, Sandman was actual folklore where he would pour sand in a child's eye and they would sleep and have good dreams. So, that's what came up with the title was, like, I had dreams of being big. And the actual song, you just have to hear it because it's kind of more punishment than it is. And I got this part, it's like, you know, they say I'm good, but I'm bad as Bam Bam. And then kicking it, you know, so they call me Van Damme. So it's kind of crazy. It's something. It's real hype. It's real crunk music. I haven't did a crunk track in a long time. And I don't do crunk music, but that one, when I heard the track, when my producer bought it, it was just like, the hell. So, and he actually is talking in the beginning of the track, and he was like, man, why you put sand in my eyes, man? I had dreams. We're going to get big, you know, and it's kind of crazy. But that's what I was saying. I'm surprised you didn't get the track because you'd probably be over there dancing all around that room. You go crazy.
I like the old crunk music, but I can't dance. You know, I'm
Rap syndrome.
Tell you what, and you skipped your email. You probably skipped your email and didn't get it. And today I premiered it, man, and the views on it. I was shocked.
Well, you didn't tweet me. You gotta tweet me.
I guess if
tag
I had it directly,
I say it all the time, artists. If I support you, tag me because I don't know what's going on. Half the time I'm doing 80,000 things at once. You know what I'm saying? So I'll forget certain things, especially if I didn't write it down or we didn't, you know, schedule something. I'll forget certain things. So you gotta keep me informed.
I figured Diva would have gave it to you because usually I send it out to all the DJ stations. And
I did, and I'm doing it again. So he needs to
So it's my fault on the email tip. It's my fault.
You're going to fall in love with it, honest. Out of everything you've ever heard from me, especially lyrical-wise, and this song actually only took me 12 minutes to write. And it sounded like I just took forever, but it was crazy because especially when I said
I gotta hear this song. You talking so much about it. Well, I definitely want to hear it. I'm gonna take a little music break and check out your old music. Maybe new to certain people. Shout out to my boy Wait, artist out of Alabama. Definitely. Oh, I'm sorry. I still had the mail muted. Sorry, the mail. Not mean it
at all. No, let him be muted because he's going to say something silly to me and I don't want to hurt his feelings because I'm going to have to cut him.
I'm a man. Man's ain't got time to be hurt. I already been there. You know what I'm saying? This is wrong.
We're going to take a little music break. While we're on the music break, honest, check your email, baby. I just sent it to you.
All right, baby.
we getting money over here.
Whole club jumping in it. you know I shut the diss in. Haters see me on, they watch as my time is in. For the European every time I pull up, flex. Pull up, cause it's all about the moolah. Money longer than the ruler. Hit the club, get a pop. Booga, 6-inch pump. Born perfect. Ain't it ironic that he broke hoes worthless? Ain't saying these bitches ain't sweating these niggas. Been a wreck since I'm letting these niggas. Don't ask, call, my text nigga. Don't get back to the niggas. Not celibate, just don't give a fuck, ho. Spin the racks like, bring it up, yo. It's jumping in, it's popping, got the whole club rocking. We ballin' over here, but you know we bottle popping. It's jumping in, it's popping in, it's popping in, it's jumping, got the whole club ripped. Now we in this bitch popping. I make it rain in the club, it caused war to damn it. These niggas wanna hang around me like a hammock, but I'm about my bread, so I be like, fuck them. But if they wanna act nuts, I tell them go suck them. So toast to the good life, roast to the stress. But y'all don't need a pam, cause your whole team a mess. Got 100 bottles over here, look like we recycling. Somebody hold my hat, I'm about to go in on these bitches. G-Y-N on these bitches, the way I kill these niggas. I'm so relentless, I love this shit. Try to hug my hips, and if you don't like it, kiss my other set of lips.
Damn, I love that song. You know what I'm saying? Mix a little old weight with some new toxic. Definitely shout out to everybody listening on the line tonight. You know what I mean? We having fun. So much with my Boo Diva status and my DeMillions and my Diva status and everybody from Philly who called in and everybody who showed love tonight on the topic. Big up to K Black, definitely all the callers, everybody who tuned in. Sha Money, I seen you earlier on the line. There's a couple of 215 numbers. Hit me up if you know, called in, if you wanted to talk about the topic or just listen to the music and just trip out. I wasn't tripping tonight. I was good tonight. That was everybody else who was being bad tonight. I was being good tonight. Shout out to Wait. Back still in the building with us. What happened to your call? Diva hung up. Where my Diva go? What you do with her?
Man, I don't know what happened. I didn't do anything. I was sitting here and it was like, thanks for calling the show. I was like, huh?
But I definitely thank you, like I said, for sending me some music and showing some love tonight and just even speaking on the topic in general. I do want to go into something that I'm in love with. They call my boo. Diva.
I'm so sorry. It kicked me off. We're just going to blame it on, I'm going to blame it on Drake this time.
It was a couple people. You, Demel, got loose. Carolina got loose. Couple of callers got loose. 484 number got loose. I don't know. Blog Talk.
Yeah, did you see your Twitter right now, can you? Demil just tagged me, you, and Wade in some shit. Apparently, this is supposed to be you twerking on. In this.
You really went and did it. Oh my god. It's not me. I don't own a pair of pink shorts, so.
It is her video. I promise you.
Oh, it's my video. I'm not twerking in it, though.
Uh-huh. We're going to see. Watch. They're going to see.
How am I twerking in this video? I'm not twerking in this video.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, once we get off air, I'm going to go look.
You had a belly dance on the phone and a twerk team. A belly dance on the twerk team on the phone.
Okay, yeah, okay. So let me go ahead and tell that everybody, people on the line don't know. Yes, yes, I can belly dance and shit, and you know, and do the whole hip thing. Yes, multi-talented.
The biggest head, short, midget, Egyptian, black female you will ever see.
All right, wait, you want to get muted again?
He's cute, though.
Shut up. Shut up. You're on the show dead.
Okay.
I'm going to stick something up your fucking butt, saying no.
Hell no. We ain't going that far now.
I can't believe
you even, honest, honey, I can't believe you even jumped out of zone one. And you talking about sticking something anywhere because Sammy said she wanted to hook you up and you was like, no. I can't do that.
Yeah, I ain't going there. Yeah. You got to hold my
hands
over it.
Look at that. And you trying to, oh, my God, stay in zone one, honey. Stay in zone one. Let me be zone four and five. You stay. That's how we balance each other out.
Oh, yeah, I'm zone one. I'm definitely zone one all day, all night. Yeah, I know this video very well. Shut up, millions. He don't even know what he's talking about.
Wait.
I
watched the
movie.
What you got on?
He's talking about pink pair of shorts. I don't know. I don't even have no pink pair of shorts or whatever. But I wasn't twerking, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't twerking at all.
Oh, we lost weight now. We done lost him. Okay.
We did?
I don't know. Is he talking?
It was good to see that, doing. That's some throwback, but it is. Wait, you still there? Let me see, because I don't know. Bosswick might have clicked them off, and we had to get him back on. Yeah, we did. Wait a minute. I got him back on. Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm so tired of this Galaxy phone. I don't even know how I keep dropping.
Oh, it's your phone.
And they're going to be the best.
Jamel, you and stupid. Don't be tagging me in that bitch shit. I don't fuck with her. I don't fuck with that girl no more. I wish they delete this damn video.
Man,
he got on his channel.
He's making it worse. I really got to go see this shit now.
No, it's not nothing. It's just you know, some video from I forgot who we were helping do their video shoot or something, and I was there, you know, supposed to be interviewing the artist, but they just went somewhere else. But this guy used to do business with them. Now I don't even fuck with this nigga like that no more. Like, it's all cool. It's not like there's any beef. Like, we just don't fuck with each other. But
so
you know, he got me in a joint with this. Yeah, he is. Like, you know, I don't fuck with either one of the people no more. And that video from like 2008, 2007, I don't know. Like, come on. I don't even
fuck
with them.
Honest, I'm going to send you a link to a video that I did that I don't even promote. Like, once that shit came out, I didn't have it on my Facebook. What are you talking about?
That's going to be my topic for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've seen that too.
Not so much that you're ashamed of it, but you don't fuck with people, you know what I'm saying? Their part wasn't as good as your part or whatever. Like, that's what I think we're going to talk about, you know, tomorrow fireworks show through Philly DMV Hot Radio. Because
that'll work.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's something real. Like, people could probably relate to that, you know. Like, you try to make shit work with certain people, and the next thing you know, you just, like, fuck them. Always.
I must have been on dope or dog food to do this particular video because I fucking hated that shit.
Well,
I remember even the girl in the video. I remember a lot of people were saying, "Oh, yeah, like, yeah, sit down, whatever you want to go sit down." I'm like, I don't mind. Like, we don't work together. We're not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like. But, like, come on. And I was just hearing she was saying she had so much things to say to other people about me. She never said it to me directly. But
you know, and even if she did things, either way, I don't give a fuck. It's not like me and her do business with each other, or me and the guy who shot the video, who I won't even say his name at all, you know what I mean, on my show. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah.
You got to fuck with him. Wait, he's saying slick shit to me. He feels that just because he's Sam, he can say anything he wants to me. So.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Man, okay, let's be personal. Let's be personal. The video topic was brought up to me. I looked at the video, and I was like, what the fuck? Then she did a video with me, and I treated her like a business woman. That shit, man, that shit looked like when Gucci Mane first came out. He should have had an ice cream cone on his face then. He should have had an ice cream cone on his face then.
But I'm sure you look good, right?
I did. You know what?
She got guns in mind, stuff.
And yeah, what more can you do once you have everything that you want? You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I tell you one thing, you know, it's about that longevity, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know, we all have our own things that we say we're trying to achieve, but it's about, you know, keeping them going through everything. You know, you have all types of things in your way, obstacles, whatever you want to call it, or even if you want to not acknowledge them and just keep it moving, which is the best thing. And I definitely have to say my boy Artis is doing good. His name is Artis doing the most. I guess he could add getting shot to his doing the most resume, because he is doing great. I was just like so choked up, because I don't want to hear about that. Everybody who I want to work with and get a chance to, you know, meet and, you know, really politic and love them, you know what I mean, I don't want anything to happen to you. So Artis, shout out to all the Coke Boys South, Coke Boys DJs. I'm going right to your Instagram and showing you some love, Artis. So big ups, definitely awesome. See, Artis do the most. Follow him on Instagram. You got any shout outs, anything you want to say before we close out the show, my lovely co-host D, because I'm just happy. He just texted me that he's doing good, so I'm like, yay, because seriously, I want to hear. I don't care what
we are currently, Danil and I are, Danil is working with me with Wait. We're going to be pushing his music, his albums, and things of that nature. So I'm really excited about that. But, you know, Wade could speak for himself, so, because he's going to say something slick to me. Wade, you got something to say?
No, I was just saying big up, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate Honest, you know what I'm saying? My PR diva status, you know what I'm saying? Big salute to Demille, too, you know what I'm saying? I think it's more to come, you know, future-wise, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of the home team. I definitely appreciate you having me on the show, you know, playing the music and everything. And like I said, my PR diva status, she know how to handle it. She makes it work at the end of the day, regardless. And like I say, tomorrow, me and Demille will get up, and like I say, we're going to talk, but you know what I'm saying? As far
thank
as
you
goes,
so much for your long-winded goodbye. Thank you.
Oh,
Damn,
big neck ass.
Like a
big neck ass.
Yeah, and they're going to get mad. Like, I don't give a fuck. First of all, November 20th is going down, our open mic. Like I said, hit me up if you want to be a part of it. I'm trying to have my boy Chubby Montega be my headliner. Montega! Shout out to him. I'm trying to get him to leave my Hot Radio tomorrow as well. And
don't forget the walk against Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah, no, I was getting ready to say that, because also November 10th, we're going to be not.
I think we're off. Wait a minute. No, not yet. Hit my phone real quick.
No, I'm not.
You have to, because you're still being recorded.
All right.